Welcome to Ambit Energy's Ambitious 50, presented by Ambitious Radio. Whether you are a new marketing consultant, national consultant, or someone considering the Ambit opportunity, if you are looking to be motivated, inspired, and uncover what it takes to get to the next level, listening will be well worth the investment of your time. We have weekly engaging conversations with some of today's most influential Ambit leaders as they discuss their successes, failures, tipping points, and other priceless information that you can go apply immediately to your business after listening. Now, here's your host, Doug Parker.
All right, guys, we are back with another edition of Ambit Energy's Ambitious 50, brought to you by Ambitious Radio. And I'm always so excited about the guest. I don't know about you guys listening out there, but it is so exciting to hear the names of the people that, you know, you hear them on the different conference calls and the different things. But today we have a national consultant. He is a Pure Energy Award winner. He has over 20,000 consultants and over 50,000 customers. He's been a top 10 income earner and has earned the coveted Yellow Jacket, or the Golden Jacket, as they say. Took him about 4 years to earn that, and he's on track to the next level as well. But one of the biggest awards is the Pace Setter Award, which has to do with developing other leaders, and we'll talk a little bit about that here in just a moment. We've got Rigoberto Yepes with us today. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hello, Doug. What a pleasure. It's very nice to be in the show, and also to be able to share my story with other new consultants, so other leaders, you know, that are already in the company. I'm very happy to be in this call, Doug. My pleasure.
Well, we really appreciate you carving out time. We know how busy the leaders are. The reason why you're a leader is because you're getting out there, you're doing it, you're making it happen, and you've got to carve out time to do it. I know we've spoken a couple times about putting the schedule together, and I'm glad that we were able to do that. So let's jump right in. I know that when we were doing some of the pre-show interviews, you had mentioned that you were originally from you're from Mexico, and you came to California, grew up in California, and picked fruit and different things. But can you tell us just a little bit about your growing up and your youth, and then we'll kind of transition into Ambit here in just a few minutes.
Definitely. Well, there's a saying, you know, that we should never remember, you know, we should never forget where we come from, because, you know, like a lot of people, they come from other countries. It can be from Europe, it can be from, you know, Asia or Latin America. We say that the United States is the land of the American dream. So anyways, we moved to this country, my mother and my family, they were business people in Mexico, but we decided to come for a change, and I was in those days, you know, about 14 years old, so we came to California, where I grew up in the, what we call the Monterey Bay area, and I remember those days, that was a beautiful place to grow and go to school and all those things, and the thing is, when I came, you know, things were a little bit different as an immigrant. When you just come to another country, even when you move from one city to another, you know, you have to do a lot of changes. But in this case, you know, I came to California. We came to California, and I started working in the fields, because that's basically in those days, most of my family, that's what we were doing. And I can tell you, you know, I started working in the fields at the age around 14, 15 years. That's not fun at all, especially I came in those days when it was pretty cold, but anyways, I was there, you know, I worked in the fields for about almost 4 years. And then after that, you know, because in those days I was going to school, I decided to change my career. So I started a career in sales and business and also as a social worker. And then after that, I decided to, you know, do my own thing, start my own business. And, you know, years ago I moved to Texas because I thought that Texas was full of opportunities. I moved to Houston. I lived in Houston for about 6 years. But anyways, I'm saying this because essentially, you know, we're all looking in a way, you know, to do better, to excel in the things that we do. And but that was a part of my life, you know, that was I can say either, you know, it was exciting, and at the same time, you know, it kind of built me, it built my character, and it built me for other things, you know, especially for what I'm doing right now in Ambit Energy.
you know, it's amazing how when you do the hard things in life, you really work with your hands and those kind of things. It makes you really appreciate the ability to be able to help others, talk to them. I mean, not that we don't do work. There's no question about it. We are working, but it's a difference between working out in the hot or working in the cold, working with your hands and working with your mouth and talking to people. So it's always good to appreciate a little hard work here and there and to make you appreciate this opportunity we've got. So let's talk a little bit about your why. When you first started in Ambit, you wanted to do something for your family. I've watched some of the different videos in preparation for this, and what a great story you have. But can you tell us a little bit about what your why was when you first started, and then now that you are a million-dollar income earner and working on getting up to the next level, to the purple jacket, maybe how your why has changed a little bit?
Yes. Well, what happened is back in 2007, I was a business advisor. That's what I did for about 17, 18 years. And I was also in traditional businesses. I had a construction company, a real estate company also that I was buying and selling properties. And my consulting business was to help like traditional businesses to be the most productive and being successful. And I was helping, you know, even like family-owned businesses to being organized better and being able to be more productive and succeed. So that's what I was doing. I think it was, I really liked what I was doing, and it was somehow a little bit stressful because just think about this, you know, helping someone who has been running a company for 20 years or sometimes, you know, already for the second generation, and they think that they're doing everything right. The thing is, they know that the world is changing, that the economy is not the same as it used to be, you know, 40, 50, 100 years ago, and they need to do something different. So they kind of put in my shoulders the responsibility of taking this business to the next level. So, but I enjoyed what I was doing. The thing is, I was always busy. I was busy from very early in the morning all the way to late in the evening. And I said, you know, is this, you know, I like what I do, but is this what I'm going to be doing the rest of my life? And I said, I need to do something different. I need to try something different. And I was looking, that's what I was doing, you know, like real estate and those things, because I was looking for an opportunity. Then in 2007, it was about the mid, you know, around June, someone from Houston that I knew just a little bit, but this person came to see me from Houston and presented to me the opportunity. At first, we talk about something different, and we talk about real estate and those things, but then he said, you know, can I show you something? And he asked me for about 10 minutes, and he presented to me in a piece of paper, you know, and we were in this Starbucks, and he kind of drew, you know, some numbers in a napkin, and it was, you know, literally a napkin presentation. So I was presented with this business, and I said, wow, you know, this is very interesting. This is a non-traditional business, and this is the kind of business that I don't have to invest a lot of money, and this is a business that I think I can build it a little bit at a time. So that night, I went to my house, and I was wrestling, you know, thinking, is this the kind of business that I want to be in? I want to be able to finish the job. I'm not the kind of person that likes to start things and not finish, you know, what I'm doing. And I said, you know what? I really have to make up my mind if this is what I want. So that night, I say, you know what, I'm busy, I don't have any time, but I want to change that. I want to do something about it. And I said, you know what, I'm gonna give myself a chance to succeed. And I said, I'm going to try it. So next day, I went to start building my business, my Ambit business, and even that I was already, you know, with you know, my hands full, I said, I'm going to start working 15 minutes a day, 30 minutes a day. You know, I know this is my freedom. If this business works the way that, you know, the potential it has and the way that it projects that it can work, I think this business can set me free. And that's exactly what happened. You know, I started building my business. In about 18 months, I retired from my other businesses because I was making enough money, you know, to pay my bills and sustain myself in a way that I didn't have to do what I was doing before. So, and also in 2008 and 2009, the financial situation in the United States, it wasn't that easy. And there's a saying, you know, when there's a time of crisis, when there's like a difficult moment in the economy, a recession, as we can call it, that's also a great opportunity to become rich. That's a great opportunity to make money. And I saw that. I can relate to that now, that I have other friends that they lost a lot of money and they tried to stick, you know, with the same thing that they already knew, but they lost a lot of money and some of them, they lost their businesses. But I'm glad, you know, that I was able to build my business. In about 4 years, I got my yellow jacket, and that put me in a different status because now things start changing, you know, the way that I live, and things start changing the way that my friends see me, and I have a business that is a legitimate business, but then I don't have the complications of a traditional business with employees, with overhead expenses, with, you know, having to, like, being, like, always swamped with work and being there. As a friend of mine says, you know, sometimes we work as a business owner. We're in our business, but we actually like a business owner working in his own thing, and sometimes we're pretty busy. But I'm glad that changed already. My life is completely different. I always say that I'm living my dream because of, you know, the things that I was, my choices, the decision that I made to do something with this business. So that's what's happening more or less, you know, when I start in Ambit Energy.
You know, you mentioned that it took about 4 years to get your yellow jacket, and, you know, congratulations. That is one of the things that it's funny how everybody kind of talks about the different things with the yellow jacket, but then it always comes back around to saying you made $1 million with Ambit Energy, and everybody loves wearing them. So,
no, it's just like work. I mean, there's no secret. I mean, it's just like you have to put effort to it. You have to be, you know, there helping enough people. And just stay plugged, stay connected to your dream, and stay focused in what you're doing. I think that's the most important thing in this business. And of course, you know, you have to follow the system. At the beginning, when Ambit was a new company, we didn't have a system. We didn't have something fully developed, like mature as we have it now. I think we have much more elements now to succeed. And I was just talking with another leader this morning, and I was telling him, listen, you know, I think these first 10 years for Ambit Energy was a lot of trial and error and so many challenges, you know, because Ambit, even that Jerry Thompson, Chris Chambliss, and many of the leaders in the corporate office, they have a lot of experience in businesses. This was a challenge, and I've seen in these 9 years that I've been with Ambit Energy that some of the companies, they, you know, lost a lot of money or they closed, and we're still here and we're winning, and we're one of the top companies in the world, and we're one of the most successful retail energy companies in America. I think that says a lot, but I mean, I know there is special, you know, secret. It's just like hard work and have that, you know, like a service attitude that you're there all the time to help other people to succeed. And that's basically what makes it happen also for us, that we already are at the top of this in this company.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, Rigo, let me ask you this. You are, you know, processing along, and you've got the yellow jacket, and you said that you're working on the purple jacket. So about how far out are you from the next level?
I'm pretty close. I can say pretty close. I'm expecting maybe not by this ambition, but next year. Sometimes things can happen pretty quickly in this business, and we never know. It might happen this year. It might happen, like, you know, for next year. But it's coming soon. I mean, it's going to happen. It's just like I just have to keep, you know, doing what I've been doing these years. I'm working a different way now. Now I'm more focused on developing other leaders, and I'm, you know, designing some tools and some things that I know it will help my leaders and my team to achieve more. with the experience that some of us have acquired. And that way, I know that things can grow much faster. But I can say that I'm happy with, I don't want to say satisfied, but I'm happy with the way, you know, things are going. But I know that eventually we're going to get there, and that's going to happen soon.
That is very, very exciting, and can't wait to see you. I'm sure just like yellow tends to look good on people for about a million different reasons, purple looks good on people for about 5 million reasons. So I can't wait to see you in that here in the next the near future, let's say. So so you mentioned that, you know, you're developing some new tools and some different stuff, and I know we mentioned that you were a Pace Setter Award winner. So can you talk a little bit about that award? What does it mean? And then what did you do, or what are you doing to help develop these other leaders?
Yeah, first of all, this award, or this recognition, as I say it, is based on performance. This is not something that is just a distinction, you know, something that they, like, if they want to mention you as somebody, you know, successful in the company, but it's because the way that I see it is the corporate, they decide that, you know, I did something extraordinary, you know, in the past, you know, 7, 8 years before this award. The thing is, it represents a lot for me. I think from many things that I have received from Ambit Energy, this is one of the greatest satisfactions, because the way I see my business and the way I see my life now, there's no way that we can transcend in life if we take our knowledge to the grave. I mean, we have to find a way to communicate. We have to find a way to leave a legacy. And what I'm doing now, I'm planning more retreats, you know, with people that they want to be successful. I'm not talking about, like, executives or national. I'm talking about, like, people that is coming into the business, but they want to make a commitment, and they really want to make something happen. They want to change or improve something for themselves and for the family. So, since day one, I can say that I started Ambit Energy, I saw that, I understood one concept, and the concept is that this is all about teamwork. There's no way that you can be very successful in life if you want to do things by yourself. You know, even if you're a singer, you're going to need somebody to play the guitar, you're going to need somebody to, you know, an orchestra, you know, to play the music for you, because there's no way that you can do everything. And in this case, you know, I was thinking that if I can help enough people, if I can put together some things, and that's basically what I have been doing, because I work with, you know, my upline, my downline, my sideline, with everybody, and I truly enjoy doing that. So I think that award was because, you know, helping enough people, and also seeing other people, you know, other consultants being developed to be also in the field as leaders. And that's, I think that's one of the key things that need to happen, and that will happen in this business in order to grow, because the idea of expansion, the idea of going into other territories, the idea to have more Ambit in each of these territories that we already have, the key element is leadership. The key element is people that they're highly committed, and they're willing to travel, and they're willing to help other people. That's basically what it is. And what I can see is that to finish my job, as I say it, not talking about my retirement, but to finish my job is to see a few hundred of, you know, consultants from my downline and from other teams, you know, to being able to understand what it takes, you know, to really take the business to the highest level, and that's my commitment, and that's my commitment right now. And I'm creating, you know, some videos, and I'm creating some other tools, like you know, practical tools that people can use to train, to present the business, and things like that. And because I'm a little more focused in the Latino community. I'm not saying that I don't work with all the communities. Yeah, I work with the Jewish community, with the Polish community, myself, I have a percentage of my team that they're, you know, English-speaking community. But the thing is, like, I'm a little more focused into the Latino community because that's maybe it's because my background and sometimes people relate a little more. That's all that I'm saying, that maybe it's just a relationship thing. But I work okay, you know, with everybody. The thing is, I want to, like, specialize more into working with my community so I can help them more to grow in the company and achieve what I have achieved, or even something greater.
You know, that's really great, and you mentioned a couple key things there that I love. Is Zig Ziglar was a mentor that I've been able to spend some time with over the years, and one of his key kind of mantras was, if you just help enough other people get what they want in life, you will always have what you want. And I have found that to be so true, and I hear it, you know, I don't know if you've listened to Zig Ziglar in the past or you just got that naturally somehow on your own, but I can hear those words, you know, in your voice, you know, coming through with that exact same thing there. So what would you say is one of the personal habits that has most contributed to your success?
I think it's a habit I've always been learning. I'm always open to learn. I'm always paying attention to things that are coming, to what other teams are doing. But at the same time, it's like the persistence in the business, the consistency, to be always there and focusing in the program and seeing all the details, you know, what's going on, what's happening in the business, and thinking about, like, how can I help this consultant? How can I help this person already promote to a regional senior? You know, I sit down with these consultants, and I can say, in a nutshell, is communication. I think communication is very, very important, you know, and I take a lot of time to listen to consultants, to talk to them. When I find someone who wants success, I spend more time with that person. There's different ways that people do things. Some people say, you know, I'm going to help you until you reach regional, or until you gather your first customers or whatever. The way that I see it is, my best partners, if I want to say that, in the business, are those who basically they show they're highly committed with the business. This is the kind of people that I want to work, not just for 2-3 months. I want to work the rest of my career with Ambit Energy, and that's what I think. I think communication, staying focused on the business, and learning, you know, being in a never-ending process of learning, because even that we understand the basics of the business, still, you always learn different things, and Ambit is not only expanding, Ambit is evolving. And if we don't evolve with the company, then something is going to happen. I can say that the biggest asset for a company, for any company, any corporation, is people. And I can say for Ambit and Jerry Thompson, he says, you know, the biggest asset is also people, but also is the biggest liability. Why? Because if people, they're not trained correctly, they don't have the right culture, they don't understand correctly, you know, what's going on with the company, what are the rules of engagement, and the you know, all these values and principles for the company, what's going to happen is, like, they become a liability for the company. And that's why I think education and passing our experience to other leaders and other consultants is very, very important right now. I think retiring or not being connected with the teams, it's a big mistake right now, because Ambit is a very new, it's still a very young company. And even though we've been 10 years, 10 years is nothing. I mean, I've been 9 years, but there are people that they just coming, and these people that are just coming, you know, I mean, they don't know the story, what happened, you know, 5 years ago, 3 years ago, you know, 7 years ago with the company. But we understand that. So I think our validation, our contribution to be close to these new consultants coming in, I think it's very, very important. That's why I think communicating those things, communicating with people and with our team is very essential at this point in our business.
Yes, sir. Yeah, there's no question about it that Ambit is evolving, and we've got such great leadership, you know, within the consultant side of things, but also, as you mentioned, especially at corporate with Chris and Jerry and the things they're doing. It really is just it's fantastic to be able to be part of that. So whenever you bump into someone in the neighborhood or at the grocery store and they ask you, what is it that you do? You look like you're very successful and you want to tell them a little bit about the business. Tell me, do you have like a 10 or 15 second introduction or a little elevator pitch that you do? What does that look like right now?
Well, one of my favorite things that when people ask me what I do, I tell them that I help people to make money. The word money for a reason is very catchy, you know, for everybody. When I tell that I'm in the business of, you know, helping people make money, they say, oh, okay, and how you do it? And I tell, well, I'm going to need like maybe 10, 15 minutes of your time. You know, I'll buy you a cup of coffee, I'll take you for lunch, and then I will tell you. I don't do much cold calling, honestly. I don't do much cold market. Most of the people that I'm still working with, and this might be interesting, you know, the people, they ask me, how do you work, you know, your cold market? I say, well, to be honest, I'm not the best example of working cold market. I'm still working with the people that I have already. And once in a while, you know, I have other friends or people that I met a couple of years ago that I'm, you know, barely introducing to Ambit. I'm not the kind of person that goes right away to the jugular, you know, like I'm desperate, you know, to talk to people. I know it's all about relationship and about friendship. And the people that I'm bringing into my business, I need to make sure that this is the kind of people that I want to work with, you know, for the next, you know, 3-5 years or so, and I just need to feel comfortable, you know, with that. But I'm in the business of helping people make money, or I'm in the business of changing people's lives, or just like that, you know. But I never talk about my business in a light way, just in a superficial way. I think it's a multi-million-dollar opportunity. I think this is a change in people's lives opportunity, and I don't take this lightly. If I want to talk about business, I need to sit down with you, and I need at least, you know, half an hour, 1 hour of your time, you know, there's no compromise. But if you see something, I will train you, I will help you, I will make sure that you understand, you know, the business. But I usually don't approach everybody. You know, I used to. When you're basically a little more new, when you're new in the business, when you're a rookie, you talk to everybody. And I didn't have very good experiences with that. So maybe some other people, they have a better story than mine about talking, you know, to the waiter or the waitress or the barman or whatever, you know. But I didn't have very good experiences with that. So I stay with a much closer, stronger relationship, and that's when I talk to people, you know, about the business.
Sure. Well, Rigo, I appreciate you sharing that with us. And here's the thing, you know, what came to mind whenever you were kind of going through that is like Regina Gale. We've had her on the show before, and Regina has a very kind of soft way, but she's very persistent about it, and she has the receipt that she'll tear in half and give someone a copy of and write their information down with a total cold market, somebody at Walmart. Now, what I hear you saying is that, you know, that you more are a relational guy and you're developing your team. And the reason why I bring that up is because both of you guys are million-dollar income earners. Both of you are national consultants. You've been successful. There are multiple ways to do things, and you have to find out what other successful people are doing, and then you have to adapt it or find a way that you can be comfortable with it. And I appreciate you sharing that with me because, some people, it's not their cup of tea to do the cold market deal, but they're really good at developing people they have relationships with. And so, like I said, to each their own, there's different ways to do it. And You know, the main thing is as our mantra is to, you know, to never sacrifice integrity for growth. As long as you're not doing that part of it, there are some other ways that you can maneuver around and still have integrity and do the things that that need to be done. So, you know, let me ask you this. When do you feel the tipping point was in your Ambit career? So at what point? I know you said about 18 months you were able to kind of retire your other full-time job, but at what point before that did you say, you know what, I think this is really going to work out. I know my buddy did a napkin presentation to me, but this is like for real. I think I'm going to be able to do this.
Yes. Well, I think you're about there, about 18, you know, about 2 years. I remember in my second year with Ambit Energy, I kind of, you know, analyzed what's going on, you know, what really happened in these 2 years with my business. I was already full-time into Ambit, and I said, you know what is this business taking me? In those days, of course, I didn't have still, you know, like $1 million earned in Ambit. But then I said, you know, I think this business can make me millions of dollars. You see, when you start something, you don't know exactly, because it's something new for you, it's something unknown. And for me, this was a new experience. And then I say, you know what? I think this business can make me millions of dollars. I think this business can turn me into a millionaire. I know it's not going to be a 3, 4, 5 years. It's going to be longer than that. Because the way that I see this, I have achieved something in these 9 years. But I know that if I apply the information that I have, I apply the experience that I have, and I don't, you know, fall in my comfort zone, and I don't become a celebrity, just, you know, like on my phone and a beautiful beach, you know, like, hey, you guys, you know, keep it up. I mean, you're doing good, man. Just keep doing what you're doing, you know, like, see you at the top, you know, and things like that. You know, I don't like those things, honestly, my friend. I'm kind of old school, and I like to be more working, you know, with people. And one of the things why I don't look, you know, for new people every day, you know that in my whole career, I only sponsored 32 consultants in my whole career. Call me lazy or call me old school, whatever you want. But the thing is, I'm just like, if I get somebody in my business and that person knows 20 people, and he knows somebody who knows 20 people, and he knows someone who knows 20 people and knows another 20 people, all of a sudden, in a group of people, we know hundreds of people. And if we just help each other to talk to these people, eventually we have more successful consultants in our downline. But just, you know, like you being the successful one, putting all these people, like, okay, you guys, go and work for me, you know, go and make me some money, go and make me a multimillionaire. Well, I don't see myself that way, though. And as I say, you know, you can call me old school, but that's the way I see it. And we never truly finish, you know, what we start. Because right now, I mean, like, I have a big residual income, and I have this residual because of, you know, other consultants that they're working, but they also need to have a big residual. And these new consultants coming in, you know, in the last few months, they also want to have a big residual. They also want to have financial freedom. So we all start in a given way, you know, that's one of the reasons. Yeah, well, of course, we want to change the world. We want to do this, want to do that. But at the end of the day, we also want to be financially successful. And that's why I think it's very important that we keep the main thing in this business, and that just help people enough, you know, to be successful. And that's basically my main thing here. That's what I don't recruit people every day, because I know the very moment that I recruit in 1 month, 3 or 4 people, I'm not going to be able to develop that, you know, these consultants to the point that they're also, you know, they understand the business. Even very smart people, it will take them about a year, you know, sometimes even more than that, to truly understand the system and truly apply the principles to make this business successful. I think that's why I think we really have to analyze the way we're doing things. And at this point, I'm focusing more in just bringing you know, one new consultant under me, you know, every 6 months, every year, so I can help that person, if that's the person that truly wants a success in the business.
You know, that's some great information. And in Malcolm Gladwell's book, The Tipping Point, he talks about how that you are not an expert in a business until you have at least 10,000 hours of experience. So, you know, an average week is, you know, 40 hours of work week and 52 weeks in a year. That's 2,080. So that would be 5 years it takes you to be an expert in a business. And so I really do appreciate, you know, what you're saying there. You got these new consultants, you bring them in, and it's going to take them a year, you know, even if they're pretty sharp, to really get their head wrapped around the compensation plan, how does it work, the ins and outs, all the little nuances of the business, and you're committed to spending that time with them. And that makes a huge difference. And, you know, there's, like I said, there's different ways of doing stuff, but I don't think you can go wrong ever by investing in your people, by spending time with them, by helping them be successful. All those things make a huge difference, and it helps you to build a team that has grown from 32 consultants, okay, to over 20,000 consultants. Okay, guys, listen, and you might want to rewind that. 32 consultants in his whole career turned into 20,000 consultants. So that really is very impressive. So now let's kind of change the trajectory just a little bit. Can you tell us a little bit about maybe, you know, who's made the biggest impact on your life? Because obviously you've got character, you've got a very disciplined, like you said, you're kind of old school, how you like to do stuff and work and make it happen. But who made the biggest impact on your life?
You mean in Abbott Energy or in general?
Just in general.
Okay. Well, that's a big question, you know, because I think I've been blessed with people that came in my way. You see, my father passed away when I was a little baby, when I was very small. I didn't get to meet my dad. So I kind of, you know, learned. And the thing that really, you know, start impacting my life, it was when I started reading motivational books. That was when I was about like 17, 8 years old. I started reading these books from, you know, like Clement Stone, like Og Mandino, Norman Vincent Peale, just to mention some of the, you know, authors. And those books, you know, really became, you know, like my friends. And I remember, you know, like, then it was the, like, Seeds of Greatness. And just to mention some of the good books, you know, later on, you know, great other, you know, speakers and authors came in, like Les Brown, like Anthony Robbins and all those, you know, like Stephen Covey. But I can say, you know, reading good books, it helped me a lot. Also meeting people that they have a different vision of life. I think it's very important that you find people with a bigger vision of things, because these people really, you know, they make you see life in a different perspective. And when you don't have a mentor, like in my case, you know, I didn't have a mentor at the early age, like this is my uncle, that he's successful in this, or this is my brother, my older brother, or this is, I think it wasn't my case. So I was looking for mentorship, and I was looking for information in people that they saw the world in a different way. They kind of, you know, put things in a different perspective. And that's in general, you know, then some of my teachers in college, I mean, they really made an impact. I also studied theology, and I was surrounded by, you know, great thinkers and great trainers. And also I had some very good trainers in sales that they really made an impact, and they kind of laid the foundation for who I am right now. And when I came into Ambit, I can say that there are a few people that I was paying very close attention to them. One was Steve Thompson. That he comes from traditional businesses background, but he also had some experience in the network marketing field. Brian McClure, I was paying attention to the way they were teaching and talking and working. At the beginning, you know, my outline is Chris Atkinson, Debbie Atkinson. And basically, we at the beginning of in my career, we talk a lot about Ambit and about doing things. And I remember, you know, Debbie Atkinson with her motto, like, never let other people steal, you know, your dream. And things like that, that I think I can point to people, but I can say it's from, like, different sources. If you have your mind open, your heart open, you will always have an impact, you know, in your life for the way other people perceive, you know, life and the world. And that's basically what I can say, you know, is the motivation and the contribution from many people in different stages of my life.
You know, I really do like that answer, and I don't take it lightly. I appreciate you kind of being a little vulnerable there and sharing a little bit with us, because when you look at that, you know, some people will say, hey, this person or that person made a huge impact, but not everybody has that person in their life necessarily. And I love what you talked about making choices, surrounding yourself by people, and it might be literally physically surrounding yourself by people, or it might be that you have to go out and read a book or listen to something. And you talked about, you know, Norman Vincent Peale and Og Mandino, and those are, you know, books like The Power of Positive Thinking and the Greatest Salesman in the World and you know, Anthony Robbins. And, you know, those were things that sounds like you did at a younger age before you had someone that you had the influence or that you could get physically around you. And then as you matured and you went to, you know, to theological school, you said you surrounded yourself by great thought leaders there, and then within leaders within Ambit Energy as you got into this business, because the people that you surround yourself by, they make an impact on you. They're going to rub off on you, either good or bad. So you better pick the people that are around you very carefully. The five people you spend the most time with will be the average that you are in one way or another. So if they're doing stuff that you want to be doing, then go out there and do it. But if they don't, you got to be real careful about who you select. And, you know, that's something we tell our kids all the time. But sometimes they got to learn the hard way. But that's great, great information. Well, we're kind of nearing the home stretch here on the interview, Rigo. And I'm just so appreciative of all the time you spent with us. Can you tell us just a little bit? You mentioned a couple books, and those were great. Are there any other things that you recommend that a relatively new consultant in the business, you know, someone that's been in the business under a year, that you would really highly recommend that they do, either something to watch or listen to, or just any particular activities?
Yes, I think the first thing is to find someone who understands the principles in this business, to find a mentor. And you know, right now we have a lot of leaders that they are pace setters. They're always showing us, you know, how things are done and how you can become successful. I always tell my consultants, you know, when they ask me, okay, you say that training is very important. What kind of training? I say everything. I mean, you go to all the training. If you hear that Ryan McClure is in the area, you know, or you hear that he's going to be somewhere, go there. Listen to him. Listen to Steve Thompson. Listen to Chris Atkinson. Go and listen to Debbie Atkinson. Go to the power trip. I mean, you will get an amazing impact from all these leaders, you know, like the Masons, like you know, Ray Monty. I mean, all these leaders that basically they know what they're doing. Go and listen to them. I mean, there's a saying, you know, that we have to milk many cows. Saying, you know, we have to milk many cows, and we have to make our own cheese. and that's basically what we have to do. I mean, we have to listen, you know, to everybody who, you know, they're successful, and they're successful because they're doing something right. It's not an accident. Success is not an accident. Success is a result of an intelligent effort. I mean, when you make an intelligent effort, something is going to happen in your business. I mean, if someone say, "Oh, that person is successful because he's lucky," well, either that person is doing something that is making the results that you need to have also. So pay attention. You know, just listen. I think one of the things people sometimes they don't listen. They're just like, in their minds, they basically convince them that they're right, that they don't have anything, you know, to learn from other people. And just listen, please listen to other people. Listen to successful leaders in this business. Success is not that difficult to achieve if you find other people that they're successful and you just follow the traces. Just follow what they're doing, and you'll see that your career can be very, very successful. And I think other thing that I can say, if you're in Ambit, I mean, there are many books, there are many videos, there are many things, and some people maybe read more books than the ones that I read, or sometimes they come and talk to me, oh, I read all these books. Have you read those books? I said, no, I haven't. You know, but one of the things, if you're in Ambit, I mean, make sure that you go to all the events that we have. I mean, the weekly trainings, the monthly trainings. I mean, set aside time to be in these trainings. But one of the things is ambition. Ambition, there's no way you can miss that event. I mean, if you go to Ambit Success and you see my record from 2007, I signed 2007. From the first ambition, I went. You know, I wasn't making that much money back then, but I went. You know, I went to 2008. I was already making some money, and I went. You know, because I was looking for the information. I knew that if I go there, I knew that by going there to those events, something will spark that idea that I needed to do something better to excel in my business. So I think those are the things, you know, find people, successful people, listen to what they're doing, follow to what they're doing, you know, and also go to the events, to all these events that we have, Ambition, the Power Trip, and these trainings that we have in different places. Go to those trainings, take notes, learn as much as you can, and you see, you know, if you specialize in Ambit, Ambit is going to make you a lot of money. It's going to make you a millionaire if that's what you're looking for in this business. Another thing that I want to say, Dal, and just to close this call, and I truly, you know, appreciate that you invite me to be part of this parade of speakers or trainers. So I think it's a great idea what you're doing. And the thing is, I mean, in a given moment, we're all looking for the American dream. I think for me that, you know, when I speak about this, I get very, very excited, because for me, the American dream has a different meaning, you know? When I talk about the American dream, I talk about coming from another country, coming to this country. But this country, you know, it's a free country. I mean, you can grow, you can make so many things happen if you just, like, put your mind into it. If you find the opportunity, you stay with it, and you work like your life depends on it, and you make it happen. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind, you know, that this is still, you know, the best country to make that American dream a reality. But to be honest, you got to be humble, and you have to be willing to learn. I mean, there are some people that they were born, and I'm not talking about American dream for immigrants. I'm talking American dream for everybody. We're already here. We just have to really stay focused, and I think Ambit Energy right now is one of the best things that has happened to us, because with the integrity of the company, with the vision of our co-founders like Jerry Thompson and Chris Chambly, with all this that is happening and all the things are set in place, they're already in place, so you can achieve whatever you want to achieve. I mean, any level of success that you're looking, you can truly make it happen if you do your business with integrity, with vision, and also you stay focused, you know, for, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years. You can truly make it happen for you and your family.
You know, Rigo, I can't think of really any better way to close it. And that was a great, great job. I appreciate your time. Thanks from the bottom of my heart. And thank you for all the thousands of listeners that are out there, that are part of Ambit Nation, that tune in on a weekly basis to listen to these fantastic leaders within our organization share about their life and how they've become successful and some of the things that they've struggled through. We really do appreciate you, sir. You know, we can't wait to see you at Ambition, and I'm glad you hit on that. That's something I've been kind of beating the drum on. The corporate says that if you attend if you attend the Ambition, you're likely to make 70% more than those that don't. So it really is a great, great thing to do. So thanks for coming on, sir. I really do appreciate you.
My pleasure. My pleasure, though, and I wish you the best of everything in life, and also to everybody that listened to this conference. To this program, I wish him the best in luck and the best of life and the best luck.
Yes, sir. Well, guys, remember, you can make money or you can make excuses, but you can't make both. So go out there and be ambitious.
You've been listening to Ambit Energy's Ambitious 50, presented by the Ambitious Radio Network and hosted by serial entrepreneur Doug Parker. Join us weekly as we have engaging conversations with Ambit leaders on topics that can be applied to your business immediately after listening. Like what you've heard? Listen to other interviews at ambitiousradio.com or subscribe on iTunes.